Now we're going to look at improper and dangerous grips and a proper grip compared to a proper grip. First one is the teacup. Notice that the weak hand is underneath the magazine, and you've probably seen this, or maybe you do it yourself, but it doesn't do you any good because it doesn't help with the stability of the gun. In fact, you cannot even hold on to the gun with your weak hand. Try this just right now without a gun in your hand. Try to teacup your hand, your strong hand, and hold it there and pull up with your strong hand. You can't even hold your strong hand in the weak hand. It doesn't work. So it doesn't do you any good to put that hand there. It's useless. We also see a very dangerous kind of grip where we see people cross their thumb on their non-shooting hand behind the slide on a semi-automatic. Now, if you're shooting a revolver, this is perfectly acceptable. In fact, it's encouraged because you don't want your thumb up in that little gap between the cylinder and the barrel on a revolver. It's called the flash gap. And it can spit lead out, and it can injure your thumb pretty good. So you get a pretty good injury from it. So what you want to do on a revolver is put it exactly like it's shown there in the cross thumb picture, but not on a semi-automatic, people. Smart people will do this one time with a semi-automatic because they get bit. The slide comes back and it'll take a big chunk out of that bone off the top of your thumb there by the bone, by the joint. So you don't want to cross your thumbs. Like I say, smart people do that one time. Proper grip is to take your non-shooting hand and wrap it around the other hand. Don't put your index finger up on the trigger guard. Okay, I've seen people do that too. No, you want it wrapped around the other hand. You have it just fold around those fingers, those digits, and get a good tight grip on it. What you want to have is the palm of your hand on the other grip. Notice in the teacup grip, there's nothing covering that grip panel on the left side of the gun. So what you want to do is get that palm up on that grip panel and then wrap your fingers around the other hand, your shooting hand, in a nice tight grip. That's a proper shooting grip. And the reason is that you've got all this resistance from your shooting hand on the other grip panel, but you got nothing on the left side. If you're right-handed, this is shown for a right-handed shooter. So you want to make sure that that left panel gets covered and covered well. And this is how you do it. So that's a proper grip that's shown there in the bottom photo.